Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Everybody, welcome to the show, and happy almost July 4th. We will be off next week. It's our yearly week off for July 4th. Take it every year. So excited. Hope you guys are going to have fun. We sure are. See you, suckers! Thank you so much for being here for In the City today. As usual, if you want this recap on video, you can get that as well as our bonus episodes. Today is going to be a Love Island bonus episode, catching up on that craziness. You also get a Discord server to chat with each other. There's a free newsletter that anybody can sign up for and get every week that I write, making fun of all these shows in writing. And there's also ad-free listening over there. So thanks for everybody who is a Patreon member, and even if you're not, for being here and listening. We appreciate it. And now it is In the City time. Dun, dun, dun.
In the city.
In the city. In the city.
How many weddings do you get? That's my question.
That's a great question.
There are millions of fucking weddings. It's my wedding. You've already been married. I already sent you a gift. You don't get
Yeah, that was one. Something. It was something that occurred to me in this episode. I mean, I think that Yvonne had a right to be really annoyed that people were fighting incessantly at her like wedding dinner. Like, the point is that she did arrange a really nice meal at this restaurant. It's like a good restaurant too. And it is frustrating that it was not for her, that it was not celebratory. I get it. But yeah, you did already have like a full fledged, like real deal wedding down in Mexico. So like the whole I'm the bride thing, it did strike me as feeling a little bit old at this point. Like, I think you kind of like ran out of your I'm the bride capital.
A year ago.
Yeah.
You ran out of it a year ago. this is as a person who obviously is not married and never will be married, who goes to weddings. And, you know, when you're that person in your friend group, a wedding's great. And I'm like so happy for my friends. But you celebrate the engagement, you celebrate the pre-wedding, you celebrate the bachelor or bachelorette or both, then you celebrate the coming to town thing, what is it, for friends and family the night before, then you do the wedding, then you do the divorce party, okay, then you do it all over again. Oh, then you do the babies. Well, I guess the babies, whichever order those come in depending on your friends. It's a lot of gifts to buy somebody. So when somebody is like, I'm gonna do another wedding, it's just a dinner, but it's still a wedding, and I'm going to wear a dress and call it my wedding. You ran out. That's what I say.
Yeah. At a certain point, it's like, it's over. It's done.
Yeah. It's my wedding. Okay. How about that?
You can't pull that card anymore. You can't pull that card. But I think what you can pull is the, hey, I just paid for this really nice dinner for you guys. So
yeah,
shut up and let's enjoy it. That's a great card to pull. And she has every right to pull that one.
Yeah. But she's like, shut up and tell stories about me. I love it. It was a great episode. It was really, really funny. And I think it showed the cast kind of firing on all cylinders. And also, most valuable player award, the most controversial person here, Gavin. Yeah, that's my guy. Love you.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the redheaded lady who was stuck at the end of the table, who was on camera the entire time, who was like, oh my God, how do I get out of this party?
She was what I call the face of anybody stuck next to Danielle all night. She was like, really?
She sort of reminded me of Angie Everhart. She was just there, just like, wow, it's bad enough that I get stuck at the end of the table next to Danielle, and now you guys are all fighting about some bullshit, and I'm on camera with my bad side too, by the way. I'm not even comfortable with this side of me being on camera. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, getting stuck next to Danielle at a really long fighting evening. Not good. Although Danielle was not wrong in this episode.
I agree. I actually think that Danielle handled herself quite well. And what was the another show we were watching recently where there was issues about overlap and wedding? Well, there was Rhode Island. Oh, by the way, big Rhode Island news today. I'm too lazy to hit the sound effects, but
you
the
might
big
as well
news.
Just tell me somebody died again, okay? It's your favorite thing to do. It's like we start a recap and you're like, guess who died? And now guess what? You might as well be announcing a death.
Well, Liz McGraw No. The center, what do they hold? Seashells?
Oysters.
Pizza slices? Oysters?
No, pearls.
Pearls. Rhode Island, she's stepping away. She's leaving the show.
No.
She left. There were rumors. There were rumors, and she confirmed them today. She's like, I'm stepping away. Big disappointment.
I wish everybody from the show the best, but you know, unfortunately, everybody thinks I'm a little scary, so I just want to go by saying, boo. Boo.
I'm going to miss her very much. Yeah. I loved her. Best one season housewife of all time. There.
She really, I really can't believe she's doing this. Maybe she'll be back in a future season, but I think she couldn't handle it. She could not handle any negative perceptions about herself. Okay. And that is it's too bad, because the truth was,
she's not worried about negative perceptions. Dino is probably going to go to jail. It looks like her best friend and her husband and their mystery boat that was gone, you know, doing something 3 weeks out of the month. I mean, I think she's probably protecting herself legally. And also coming back to the show and having all these people with this. I mean, having Joellen coming at you all season with receipts on this stuff. Yeah, I think that legally she's just like,
yeah, maybe or even if it weren't that, it could be legally adjacent. Like, she could have gotten wind that Joellen was going to come hard for Liz about her relationship with Dino. And yeah, she probably would Dino's not want to. What
Dino's probably going to go to prison for. Of course. Joellen's right. Going to be up her ass about that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Joellen will 100% be up her ass. It'll be like season 2 of Salt Lake City with Mary Cosby and how they all were up Mary Cosby's ass about having a cult. So yeah, she probably was just cutting that off at the pass, but it's a real shame because Liz was great. She was great. Whether you liked her or hated her, she was still like very much the center of that show. I don't know. Do you think they reposition Joellen as the new center of the show? I mean, she really came up. She was so ascendant after that reunion. I don't think that Alicia is so funny and everyone loves Alicia, but is she really center? She's so sort of out there. It's hard to give her like center pearl.
I think Joellen is already kind of center. Don't you? I mean, I think
she'll now be like,
she's definitely the most popular. I mean, this is a very popular cast. Liz was the villain, you know? And so I think if anything, they're going to need to find a new villain, unless they light a fire under Rula's ass to really give us something, you know, which could happen. But yeah, they're going to have to do some new casting, but I have faith in them because everybody that's been on that show has been completely Looney Tunes. So they've got good ground to pull from, and
there'll be plenty of people.
We're talking about farming. Okay.
Yeah.
They got good land to hoe there in Rhode Island. So I look forward to the new crop, but God damn it, Liz, I'm going to miss you. I love you. I'm going to get a poster of Liz and put it in my room. I love her.
Yeah, you should do that. You should do that. And a great tribute, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So
every
that's the
day I'll wake up there and be like, Dolores, get out of my room. Okay, so we are at the City episode 7, season 1, episode 7. You only get married twice. We start at Gavin's bar. It's called the Garrett, but it looked like a Five Guys to me. I mean, it says Five Guys on the outside. And when we went inside and there was a full bar, I was like, wow, Five Guys is really up their game.
Really? I know, right? I love Five Guys. It's very excited for this pop-up in the back here. So yeah, we're at the Garrett and Lindsay is talking to the bartender whose name is Destiny. And she's like, Destiny, what kind of gossip and tea can you give me on Gavin? And he's like, I don't want to be fun employed just yet. So nothing.
So Gavin comes and he's doing his, hey, it's me, Gavin. Pretty busy. What are we going to stir up here? Okay, what have we got going on? Whose lives do you want to ruin today? I'm here. Okay, bring me someone. I will question the person.
That's like his mission in this and every episode, and he does it very well, and he always acts like he's got somewhere to be, you know. He's like, all right, I've got 10 minutes,
what do we need to do here, let's throw some shit at the wall.
He definitely sort of has the vibe of like a character in a play, you know, like or a sitcom, like the neighbor, the wacky neighbor next door who's like, come on, we got to go to the show tonight. And it's like, I can't. I got to stay in and do my homework. Like, what are you talking about? We got to go to the show. It's the only time they'll be playing, you know?
Yeah. The information dropper. Kind of like the narrative leader. So they're gossiping. Well, they're talking about, you know, small talk. And then he talks about boys' night. And he's like, oh, some shit went down at boys' night. And then Kyle comes. And she's like, oh, my God, here's Kyle. Stop talking about him.
So Kyle's like, no, keep going, keep going. This guy Gavin loves talking, you know? And so Kyle, he orders a drink because not with mezcal, or he says no spice because his stomach's going through something. He's going through a sensitive stomach situation.
You had the shits.
It's like, yeah, I wasn't trying to be, I was trying to be coy and swap.
You've got to poop out of your asshole. That's what you got to do. You got to just like explosive diarrhea everywhere.
He's like, yeah, trying to be delicate. Okay.
And then Kenny comes in. He's got new hair.
Cornrows.
Good on him too, yeah. Actually. And he's like, wow, this guy's like, well, I gotta go get my hair done.
Kyle's gonna get
cornrows. I like Kyle now. Always states the obvious, but in a exclamation. Yeah.
Wow, this guy. What's he like? I gotta go get my hair cut.
Did this so guy Gavin, say I need to go get my hair cut?
Yep.
Wow, yep. That's a lot of self-question and answers this episode, too.
He does.
Was I the best husband? No. Did I ever cheat on Amanda? Maybe. Do I really enjoy walking on the sunny side of the street? No, because I care about my skin. Sorry. What was I talking about? I don't know.
he's from the Shannon Medora School of... you know, rhetorical questions. It's just a platonic method on herself, or is it the Socratic? So then, there's Kenny starts talking about Owen. He's just like, yeah, let's get right into this. Can we talk about Owen? Okay. He's like, I want to talk about Owen. Or actually Gavin is like, yeah, let's talk about Owen because of boys' night, etc. And they're still really hung up on when did Owen get out of his marriage? And when did he start getting with Danielle? And was there overlap?
Yes. And it's funny that Kenny is also here pushing for details because Kenny's the one who's like, oh my God, why is everybody asking me for details all the time? And he's like, yeah, I mean, we're just basically asking him the basics of it. When did you file? You know, when was the wedding date? And they're like, yeah, Owen seems really shifty and shady and wouldn't answer anything. And Kyle's like, yeah, I think he's being like purposely like surface level. And then we cut to Owen and Danielle out having a night or having a pint, rather. And she's like, you know what really makes things difficult, Owen? Wanting to have babies with you when you're still married? Yeah, Danielle, I mean, it's not a crime to wait. You know, although they just did have their baby in real life. So congrats.
Yeah. Congratulations. She's ready to start planning for the future. So we go back to the garret and Lindsay says, all I know is that if I was like a girl's night, we would have like gotten to the fucking bottom of it real quick. Cause you guys are confused as fuck. And Kenny's like, well, no, I mean, that's why we need you to do all this stuff. She's like, and Lindsay's like, and I'm confused because of you. So Gavin's like, why don't you Google Owen Heavy Wedding Day? Google that. Google that. I'm like, why did none of these guys do this already? I think they literally just want Lindsay to do it because they know. Only women
can Google. It's so funny. Yeah. The men just don't understand it. I don't know. Is that a man thing? You just don't look things up? But
these men are just very dumb.
A mother, like a private eye couldn't even find the father. But then we have Whitney finding the father on Facebook in 5 minutes.
Whitney.
Next week. Yes, Whitney, of all people. Yes, Whitney, the spinning beach ball, was the one who figured out Google. And then we have Lindsay, like, can we just Google it?
Yeah, it's like, it's not really that hard. But part of me also thinks that the guys kind of want, like, Lindsay to get her hands dirty. They're like, well, she's used to getting onto these messes, so she can do it for us, and then she can take the heat. So Lindsay's looking up Owen on her phone, and
she's like, oh my God, this is the hairdresser who posted the wife, and she said, last week I had the pleasure of flying to Marbella to look after my gorgeous client. And Kenny's like, Marbella.
It's like,
well, then you whatever. Look it up, Kenny. Marbella, as seen on, what isn't that where they went to on Real Housewives of Miami last year to visit the gays to get like their blessing as like godfathers or something like that, right? Wasn't that in Marbella?
Marbella. So Lindsay finds out in 2 seconds, which is pretty good. And Gavin's like, give me a date there. She's like, June 2023. And he goes, okay, but wait. Kenny's like, okay, but what does that mean? She's like, wait, that was 2 years ago. So I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't he say he's married for 4 years? And they're like, uh-oh, he did say he's married 4 years. And then we see a flashback to Owen being like, 4 years?
So the wedding was in June 2023, but he was claiming that the wedding was in 2021, if I'm to follow this very simple timeline, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what they've discovered.
Honestly, it just sounds like they got married at City Hall and then they had a wedding later. That would be my thing to jump to, right? Like Yvonne and Nick. They had a wedding and then they had a City Hall wedding 2 years later. So it's funny that it's so crazy to everybody in this episode where it's literally happening with another couple in reverse.
It's, you know, yeah, it is. And honestly, like, I don't think anyone would care. I don't think anyone, like, who cares? Because he's ending that relationship. He's getting with Danielle. I mean, they're trying to basically suggest that Danielle was the other woman. I have a hard time believing that Danielle would do that. I just don't think that's like her vibe whatsoever. But I think the crux of this is that Danielle had a lot of things to say about Lindsay's relationships, whether she was going too fast, etc. This is the whole issue why they had a falling out coming into the season. And Lindsay is just dead set on proving that Danielle is a hypocrite. I think that's all that this is. And I think that now people are like starting to think like, wow, what is that timeline? What was that timeline? Because I think that Lindsay has actually made people care about the timeline. But if you take a step back, the only reason why they care about the timeline is because Lindsay's just trying to prove this point. So,
and the fact that this came out
in Amanda.
Gossip, you know, this came out on like Bravo and Cocktails or wherever. So it was a story that Danielle started the season being so upset that she's being accused of this thing. So Danielle kind of brought it up. And then Amanda, of course, is on her ass about it because Amanda doesn't like Danielle. And then you've got Lindsay, who also has her own reasons. But the fact is, you're on a reality show and that man probably did cheat on his wife. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily put it past Danielle. I wouldn't put it past most people. And I certainly would not put it past Owen. I mean, that guy seems shifty as fuck after last week's scene. Yeah. So I wouldn't really put it past anybody. I mean, I guess I get why they wouldn't say like, yeah, we met, he wasn't happy, we fell in love, whatever. But I think that sometimes the best way to shut it down is eventually what she does at the end, where she's like, it's none of your fucking business. I met this man, we're in love, and that's it. You're my friends. Yeah. Just say that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because that's also what Lindsay would do.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Lindsay tells us, even though Danielle and I have a dysfunctional friendship, I still care about Danielle, and I still want to make sure she's protecting herself. And I don't know this guy, and I know that he makes her happy, but I'm going to do research on the back end. The moment when someone says, I still care about this person, that's always like I actually don't care that much. I just want to do something shady and I want to be protected from being accused of doing something shady. So I'm going to say I'm doing that under the guise I care. So, but by the way, and I will also say this, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that Lindsay like looked up some basic stats on Owen on her phone in the bar while they were talking about him. You know, it really gets like whipped up into being this thing. Like she did hire a PI and she did do a crazy investigation into him. She was literally just like sitting in a bar on her phone, like did a simple cursory search. And I don't think that's like the worst thing in the world. But I still do think that it's funny how Lindsay is like, I'm doing this because I care about her.
Well, people are allowed to Google. Sorry.
Yeah.
And Danielle keeps getting upset that people are talking about the story. Well, it was on the internet. They all subscribe to that. They also, of course, they're going to talk about it as you would too. And then she gets mad that they were texting about it. Like, Danielle, sorry.
And again, this is Danielle who weighed in on that that tabloid piece and you know, about Lindsay and Carl. So she really is not one to talk.
And wrote the tabloid piece about Craig getting kicked out of that wedding.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. So anyway, Kenny's like, I've got a great PI that'll solve this shit in 2.2 seconds. Literally. And Gavin goes, it's Whitney. And he's like, yeah, that was.
I was going to say, yeah, Kenny, you don't have a PI that can solve shit. Kenny's PI was like, well, it's here's the thing. What's his name? Okay. There is a 70% chance that that is a person. I'll call you in 2 weeks. What? What's a person? 2 weeks later. There is a 37% chance this person is not a waterfall. Okay. Send me a Venmo. I'll try. Whitney's like, fuck this. I'm going off Facebook.
So basically, Kenny tells Lindsay how he was not in contact with his dad for 25 years or so. And he decided to find his dad. And Whitney basically found him right away by going onto Facebook. So that's so yeah. Lindsay's like, oh, wow.
So Kyle's like, oh, my God, you guys should talk to each other because she doesn't talk to her mom. And you didn't talk to your dad. You guys should talk about it. And so she tells him, yeah, she hasn't talked to her mom for years and she didn't talk to her 8 years before that. And she doesn't have a relationship with her. And she has no interest in making that happen, but she'll get together for a Kenny scene. Why not for free lunch?
Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to have a talk and they're going to like dive deeper into all this stuff. Now we go to Gramercy Park and we're at Nick and Yvonne's apartment. And Nick has just poured some limoncello that Yvonne's mom brought from Italy. And they're toasting to wedding planning.
Yeah, and she's saying, you know, like, I was laid off and it was like the hardest thing ever because I was like the person that you go to if you have a party in New York. But now I'm not that person. So I'm going to plan a party for myself so it can still feel like I'm the eminent party planner in New York City. It's what I do. It brings me to life. The last thing I'm doing when I get laid off is going to wait a table to feel better about myself. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But she is, and she's going to make them a really nice wedding party. So they're talking about who they're going to invite and stuff like that. So then we go to...
Well, by the way, she's really doing this to be like, hello, America. I am a party planner. Look at the party I just put together. This is my resume. Hire me.
Yeah. Well, good idea. That's what it really is. You got to sell it when you're on TV. So then we go to softball.
That's right. Softball.
People are like, I've got a green leather jacket now. It's softball. Welcome. It's softball green.
Well, softball. Big night for Carl's on TV last night. Yeah, here I am. People were like, hey, Carl's not on the city. Well, guess what? I'm on the city. This is my stuff launch. So it's Kyle and Carl. They're sitting at the bar at Soft Bar. There's a lot of people there. There's this one girl who's sitting next to Carl at the bar alone, and she's on her phone, and you can see she feels so uncomfortable because she's like, I'm directly in the shot, aren't I? And I don't want to step away because I'm committed to the continuity of this scene, but I really don't want to be here anymore. How can I get away from this bar right now? I'm on camera. I can't do anything. Just be cool. Be chill. Be chill.
You felt like she didn't want to be there? Oh, my gosh. I felt like she was posing like, I am on camera and not looking at the camera. Of course. Like any of us would be. I'd be like, I'm
listening in.
I don't care. Give me my drink. I'm not leaving this bar. I'm on TV.
Well, either way.
I'd be looking right in the camera. Like,
it was a great.
That's Carl. That soft bar green he's wearing. It's leather. I'd be feeling it. It's real leather.
It's a great night for people being stuck in the frame, like NPCs, basically. But yeah, so they're sitting down and they're talking about things. And Carl's like, hey, well, first there's a tribute to New Jersey where Kyle's like, there he is. Oh, this guy. Oh, there he is. Oh, my baby God. Oh, my God. Well, I love seeing you here in the place that you didn't invest in. Oh, look at your return on investment, which is zero because you put zero in the first place. Oh, welcome.
all right, what are we going to talk about here? That's right, your relationship with Amanda. Everybody's obsessed. Are you in love with Amanda, yes or no? It's really important. I want everybody to have to think about this 40 hours a week. Okay, so what are you in love or not? And he's like, well, we all know you love her, but you do anything for her. She's a great girl. She's a great girl. But are you in love with her? Are you in love?
This is like the question that's been plaguing Kyle for a few episodes now. Are you in love? Are you in love? And so Carl is just like, they're talking about the whole thing. And so Carl's like, well, we all know, like, you love her. And I know you would do anything for her. But are you in love with her? And part of me, if I were in your shoes, would fight to the death. Huh, and do whatever I had to do to not let that slip away. Here's what it would look like. Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro. I'm fighting for Amanda, bro. Huh, come on, man. Come at me, bro. Huh. That's what I would fighting for the death would look like for Amanda. Huh.
I mean, you've been pretty unhappy, but like, I knew in your heart of hearts, the world will not end. Okay, no matter what happens. No matter what happens, you can always come to South Park and get a film party. That's right. That's right. So he says after the breakup with him and Lindsay, you know, Kyle was there, but like, it was hard because like, I was the bad guy and that really sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't even running marathons then. And so Kyle's like, I just want what's best for me, what's best for her. Because like right now, and what would be best for me right now, we got some fucking booze in these drinks, Carl. I mean, come on. I mean, they're soft and then they're soft. Can we get like a little bit of vodka in this thing? Oh my God.
Carl's like, yeah, you know, like I was a villain and all these horrible things were said about me. But at the end of the day, you get soft bar for soft bar and the truth comes out and everybody's going to see the truth. So don't you worry. You okay? Lindsay's on the city.
Yep.
I don't know what you mean. He's like, but don't you worry. Everybody's going to know that. I don't know. People still pretty much stan Lindsay. Although Carl is doing much better, I think, with public perception
lately. He is. I know he's recovered. Everyone's back to being like, oh my God, sweet Carl. Yeah. So now we're speaking of Lindsay, we go to this Italian restaurant where Lindsay and Kenny are going to talk about abandonment issues. So Kenny's talking about how he hired this PI. And he's like, this guy's digging up all this information and I'm not like getting anywhere with this. And then Whitney just like kicks into high gear. Wait, she has a high gear? I did not know that existed for her. It's like, yeah. And then she's like, hold on, we got it. And she went onto Facebook. Turns out the PI just didn't go onto Facebook. Facebook is so barren these days that not even PIs remember to go onto it.
Wow.
It's like, that is so fascinating. So anyway, my mom's a real asshole and she's selfish.
And so she tells her mom's story again to him, which most of the audience has heard. But she talks about how when she and her brother were young, like 2 and 3, her mom was just like, I can't do it anymore. And abandoned them, basically. And, you know, when she's been rejected by the biological parent, you know, who chose to have her, it's fucked up. And he's like, yeah, but you have to think about how that's impacted you. And sometimes, you know, like forgiving can make you feel better. He's like, I feel lighter. No, I feel great.
Yeah. He's kind of like, do this with me. Do this with me. And she's like, no, I'm not doing this. And then, but now the new layer to her story. That
people do together.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, well, now he wants to be this
person. Forgiving a shitty parent is like for each person on their own time. But it's nice to see them have a nice scene together.
Yeah. And her new layer to all this is that now that she has a baby, she's like, I just can't even imagine abandoning my baby. So like the fact that she would do that to me is just like shocking. So she's getting teary-eyed. And so he gives her a napkin and she's like, I'm gonna get pink eye. So they have a nice scene where they actually don't hate each other by the end of it. And now we go over to Times Square and we are at Dilly Dilly, which is where Yvonne and Nick are going to celebrate their wedding for the third time.
So everybody's coming in and saying hi and stuff. And Kyle comes in. I thought it was a marijuana jacket. Was it a fairy jacket? What was all over his jacket? The gold.
At first I thought it was a marijuana jacket, but then I thought, I think it might be, is it Gucci that has the bees?
Or were they bees?
I think it was a Gucci suit. I'm trying to look it up. It looked like
he was going to host New Year's Eve somewhere. But he shows again, up.
I'm not a fashion gay.
Yeah, I'm not a fashion gay. I don't know. I was squinting, though. I was like, hey, is that jacket on Amazon?
Oh, it's. I think I found it. Okay, mm-hmm. It is Grosvenor Peak Tux Jacket. I don't think it's here. It is.
How'd you find that so fast?
I did a search and I said suit with bees on it. And it popped right up. Grosvenor. It's not Gucci at all.
We've done a test. It is not Gucci.
We found it. It is not Gucci at all. But that's the update. It's actually just a cheap jacket. Not Gucci.
So people start showing up at this wedding party thing, and Nick's like, oh, hey, Lindsay, hottest wedding witness in town. It's like, oh my God, Iman, I am dead. This might be your best wedding dress yet. It's amazing. I cannot wait until your fifth wedding. It's going to look amazing. So people come in. Amanda is like, hi, Kyle.
Well, because Kyle walks in.
Because Kyle just doesn't see her or ignores her when he walks in.
He goes right to the bar. So then she's like,
Hi, Kyle.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's, you should go up to your wife first. But, like, you guys literally just had the most vicious fight. And then she's like, hi. I'm like, oh, my God. It's exhausting.
They're both so exhausting because he's also got a pattern of being like, oh, I didn't even see you. He does it all the time. It's like the second or third time he's done it on this show. We're just like, hi. So she tells us things are intense, but we've always been committed to trying not to make it awkward for anyone around us. Since when? What are you talking about? It's been 10 years of you making things awkward. Both of you.
What is she even saying? What part of you calling across the group going, Hi, Kyle. Well, since when is that a commitment to not making it awkward for everyone around you? Since when has anything been a commitment towards that?
We've always been committed to trying not to make it awkward. Okay.
So she's like, but tonight is about Yvonne and Nick and not about us. So then Kenny and Whitney and Danielle and Owen come in, and Danielle comes in what looks like a white dress, and Yvonne is immediately not having it. She's like, did you see that Danielle is wearing white? How could she do this? This is my wedding and she's wearing white.
The fashion queen wore a white dress at my wedding.
And so Lexi is like, but is it pink or is it white? And Danielle's like, it's pink. It's called like, You know, there's like a girl group called Blackpink. This is called White Pink. And actually, it's just white. But like, if you aim a pink light at it, it becomes pink, which is what's cool about it. It has pink potential, but it's white. But I call it pink.
And Yvonne's like, is this girl okay? I mean, I know you want to get married, but this is not your wedding. Okay, this is not your night. I'm the bride. Did you forget that?
I'm just like trying to like let it go because it like really does not matter.
And Georgina's like, well, how do we make you feel better? Do you want me to tell a story about how I melted chocolate in my son's diaper again to resemble poop that he wanted to sit in? Does that make you feel better?
My son made a bowling ball today out of his own poop. Should I tell everybody about that? He's like, oh my God, she's wearing white to my wedding. So Danielle sees Lindsay, but Lindsay's not like, oh my God, Danielle. So she's like, oh my God, she's being cold again. Like barely said hi to me. Like, why am I even trying so hard? It's like, yeah, I saw that.
I thought we were past a lot of things, Lindsay and I, but it got back to me that Lindsay's been Googling Owen and his marital relationship and the dates that it happened. Like, why? I have no idea. I'm like, you're the one who wants to be friends with Lindsay. Lindsay's always been like this. You cannot be shocked. Like, you're the one who's decided to go towards the disaster. And then you're upset that there's a disaster there.
And, of course, the producers are like, wait, how did you find out that they were even Googling? And then it cuts to Gavin. He's like, well, I don't know if I told her. I don't know. But if I did, I don't know. I was thinking it. But I don't know if I said it or not. course it was Gavin. Messy ass Gavin.
He's so messy. He's messy. I don't know. I actually don't know if I really love Gavin. He's like messy in a way. I'm just like, oh, you're just kind of a dick. So then Danielle is like, well, you haven't even gotten to know Owen yet, and you want to start amateur sleuthing on the internet? Call him out for something that you think you know. I'm like, oh, relax. Just a Google search. Come on, Danielle.
Yeah. So now they go upstairs. It's really pretty. It's, you know, it basically looks like Danielle's dress up there. It's like drapes, mm-hmm. you know, white.
A million stuff. Photos.
Really pretty. So Yvonne's like, I have a speech. It means so much to have all of you here. This past year has been one of the hardest years of my life. And as the eminent party planner in New York, the people do not plan anything without going through. I would just like to say thank you so much for coming here. And you've been here through one of the hardest times in my life. Blah, blah, blah. I'm so grateful to have you by my side, Nick. I've never met a more competent man at selling chairs he found on the street for $90,000. Thank you, honey. I love you.
And everyone's like, yay. The chef comes out, makes a nice little presentation about the food. And then they start.
Those where, oh, you will not only experience the food with your mouth, you will experience it with all your senses. I'm burning a pine cone. Smell it. Now eat. What do you smell? What do you taste? A pine cone? Told you.
So they are they're all making small talk about ovulating and things like that, and you know, like what you're, there's like a move that you do like after you have sex where you sort of like shake the lady or something, and Andrea's like, oh yes, we do that. Yes, the wheelbarrow. Yeah, but you know what? It's like, that's my move. It's like prosciutto. They're like, prosciutto? And he was like, that's a deli meat. He's like, no, but Italian way, we call it prosciutto, you know? It's the prosciutto.
Now they get okra salad served on liquid nitrogen. I don't know about this place. Right. I'm going to say, it's very pretty in there, but you better get that burnt fucking pine cone away from me and get me some French fries. An okra salad? No. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're very talented. Do you serve bread here? Can I just
I want to go to this place. Georgina, I actually think I tried to go to it in January. I was looking for a good Indian restaurant, and it came up, and I was going to try to go to it, and I could not get a reservation. So I was living vicariously through this show. Isn't that amazing? Well, Georgina.
So Georgina's like, wow, liquid nitrogen. I freeze warts off with that.
It's in my office all the time. I freeze warts off of it. I just sometimes just like freeze the poop off my child's butt with it. So then Nick is like, well, Amanda, did you see our witness besides Lindsay at the ceremony? Look at this. And he shows a picture of their dog in a little doggy tux. And Amanda's like, oh my God, I don't know why dogs make me cry more than people, but that's so sweet. Like, Reese cried for the first time today when I left the apartment because, like, she, like, never cries and, like, literally was like, whoa.
And Gavin's like, yeah. Okay, boring, boring, boring. Wow. Wedding, dog. Okay, I want to know how you guys are doing sleeping in separate places. Go ahead. I got somewhere to be. And Amanda's like, I mean, normally it's fine. And like, when I go to bed, he wouldn't be home anyway. So I would always go to bed before him. You know?
And Gavin goes, because you were high, though. Gavin, shut the fuck up. What are you doing?
I love Gavin. So obnoxious. Oh, my God. I loved it. He's like, yeah, because you were high, so you were going to bed. She's like, I wouldn't go to bed before him because I was high.
Georgina's like, that's rude. Amanda's like, I smoke to go to sleep. He's like, wait, you have to smoke to go to sleep? I mean, has he not heard of this concept before? And Amanda's like, no, I only smoke at night. And Lindsay's like, Gavin, you're being so judgmental. That's my job. And Gavin's like, I'm supporting both of them. Okay, I'm going to get to Kyle next. So Kyle's like, Amanda, to be fair, you like to smoke a lot. And Danielle's like, okay, well, it sounds like, Kyle, this is coming from you telling Gavin this. And Kyle's like, yeah.
Shit, Sherlock. Which was funny. So then we see Kyle complaining in a clip to to Gavin, like how she smokes every night and what that does to your sex life and your ability to have conversations with your partner. What about that? And so Gavin's like, listen, I'm just speaking as myself. You know, I just want them aligned as they separate, you know, to date. You know, I just want to all be on the same page, you know. So Amanda, a huge pothead, can't go to sleep without smoking pot. Great. Got it on the record.
So Kenny's like, you know, there's a narrative going on here that Kyle drinks too much. Kyle's like, yeah, I don't know where that narrative comes from. You guys can all fuck yourselves. I just miss Kyle. So Kenny's like, but sometimes Kyle's like, there's a lot of things going on in a relationship, and this is one of them. And Gavin's like, yeah, Kyle drinks too much. Amanda smokes too much. They're both shit people. Am I right? They're both huge disasters. Amanda's like, yeah, but like when Amanda smokes, it's not detrimental to our relationship because I've never cheated after smoking weed.
Yeah, I don't do mad things after smoking weed like cheating or like betraying his trust, and I've never been embarrassing out in public.
He's like, well, we never had a big conversation or sex after you smoke weed either. It's like, well, there's never been an article written about me after I smoked weed.
Gavin's like, you're not staying focused, but I get it. I know what you're doing here. Not staying focused.
Typical pothead. Wow. Just all over the place. Wow. Are the police following you right? Do you hear helicopters?
Danielle's like, it is focused. It's actually like very focused, Gavin. And Georgina says, not having sex when you're high and cheating when you're high are two incredibly different things. And Kenny's like, yeah, very different. But if he's feeling like she's not present in the relationship, just like my dad wasn't present in my life for the past 25 years, do we want to talk about this at all? Because I can tell a sob story. No. And Katie out of nowhere, friend of Katie, is like, not present. She was moving out and he was out until 3 a.m. the night before and brought random people back to his office. How is that present? That is not okay.
And Katie is the one that was... when they were on the trolley, they're like, well, Katie was the one that was, you know, texting with us about Danielle. Why are you mad at Katie? You know, Katie's like the best friend. I think she's Amanda's best friend, but she doesn't want to film. So she's not on that much. So Kyle's like, oh yeah, I guess I'm just so mad. And Yvonne's like, oh my God, Lindsay, stop this. It's my wedding. So Lindsay tries to say, like, Kyle. Oh yeah, well, how good are the quality of the conversation of the relationship if my wife is always high? Oh yeah, that's a good one. You want to talk to a high person all day long. Got her. Like, it's not really Danielle's helping, like, that you're currently wasted right now, Kyle.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Danielle's like, you're always drunk. And Nick is like, guys, it's our wedding. Okay. It's our wedding. Let them fight. So Gavin is like, exactly. So now they're squabbling. Now Kyle and Danielle start to fight. So Kyle's like, you drink more than me. She goes, what are you talking about? So shut the fuck up. So then Yvonne is like, you guys, I don't want to see fighting. Okay. Not at my wedding day. Part 3.
And Danielle's like, you know what? Gavin instigated this entire thing. And fuck you for doing that, Gavin. Which she's totally right. But I still love Gavin for it. And Yvonne's like, I'm over everybody fighting at this dinner table. Especially people who showed up in a white dress. And Danielle's like, are you talking about me, bitch? She goes, you called me a bitch at my own wedding. Oh, God.
Yvonne is like,
for Christ's sake.
She is taking every inch for a mile. I mean, she is really getting as much mileage as she can from being the host of this dinner party. Danielle's like, yes. I mean, it was like, I hate when people fight about bitch when it was like clearly used in like, I feel like not like, I don't feel like she was saying you're a bitch. She was saying, are you talking about me, bitch? Like, it was like, fun bitch usage, I feel like, even though it was a tense situation. So Yvonne's like, yes, I am you called me a bitch at my own dinner. But then Danielle's like, yes, I did. I am calling you a bitch at your own dinner now. I am going to pivot that into mean bitch usage. And Lindsay's like, no, Danielle, don't call her a bitch. Don't call her a bitch, Danielle. That's my job. Why is everyone taking my job tonight?
So Nick's like, no bitch for the bride, please. She's like, am I allowed to have an opinion in my own wedding? She goes, well, you could have had the opinion when I texted you about it. Oh, damn. So it turns out Danielle sent an actual picture of herself wearing the same dress to Yvonne. And Yvonne said, great. Like, she sent her approval. And Yvonne's like, well, it looked a different color in the picture. Yvonne. Now, I get that you are suddenly going to be good for reality TV today. this is like your first big reality fun moment, but you're doing too much. This is crazy. She literally sent you herself wearing. You gave the dress approval, and now you're going to try and make it a plot. That's cold. That's like that's like third season housewife behavior.
It really is. It's very housewife behavior. So Yvonne's like, oh, but that's not pink. And also, I don't even care what you're wearing, but you call me a bitch. So this means that Yvonne is now, she's like, okay, I am going to concede that first point. I lost that fight. So now I'm just going to move all my eggs into the bitch basket. And Danielle's like, well, because I can't believe that you're saying this. I really can't. And so Gavin's like, wait, you texted her the picture? Was Amanda high when the picture was taken? I want to know.
Did Amanda smoke the picture? Katie is like, but it's pink. And Lindsay's like, if you text a picture, it means you're on the fence, right? So maybe you were just saying, like, is this a bro man or is this not a bro? She's trying to be on Yvonne's side, even though Yvonne's clearly wrong. So Danielle's like, okay, well, I apologize for calling you a bitch. You're not a bitch. You're a beautiful bride. But, you know, like, I didn't have enough time to come up with something better. So.
So Andrea's like, the beautiful bride. Yes. They all toast and everything. And it's like, okay, all right. It was like a nice little reset. And then Gavin goes, okay, now back to Kyle and Amanda. Go. I was like, you fucker. He is such a little fucker. So Danielle is, I'm like mad. I'm honestly, I am actually mad on behalf of Yvonne. Yes, Yvonne has already had weddings. Yes, Yvonne is definitely being someone who, I don't know the right word for it, but like, you know, she is, like I said before, getting a lot of mileage out of being the bride at this dinner. But at the same time, it is still a dinner that she put together. It's like a nice dinner. And like there's been requests from the host to stop fighting and talk about this. And Gavin's like, whatever, I don't care. I'm gonna stir shit up again.
Here's why I'm not mad. It's a reality show that has not, you know, it's first season. It's not that exciting so far. Gavin's moving the plot along. And I don't really feel bad for Yvonne because Yvonne was trying to start drama at her own thing by going around being like, I can't believe she's wearing white at my wedding. Can't believe she's wearing white at my wedding. And then in front of everybody being like, someone's wearing white at my wedding when this lady already texted you this dress and you approved of it. And you're trying to make her look stupid now on TV for your own gain. So I don't feel bad for her at all. I think she's an asshole and she deserves it. And but it's
I guess there's like something so shameless about the way Gavin's doing this that it's like it's so indelicate. It's just like, okay, you guys start fighting again. It's like, I don't know, I like more of the organic, like the fighting just can't stop because the issue is so pressing. But he's literally just coaxing it out of people and telling them to fight. And then they do.
Well, he's basically he's basically being the male Lindsay, because this is what Lindsay does. Ham-handedly. Yeah. Like, so what are we going to talk about? Just like puts it out there, you know.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Gavin, so he's like, yeah, Kyle and Amanda, go. So now Danielle's like, Gavin, we're not going to kumbaya over that right now, okay? And Kyle's like, fuck you, Gavin. And Gavin says, all that matters is how they move forward and are they still in love? Amanda, are you still in love? Kyle, are you still in love? I'm just like, you know what it is? I guess here's what it is. I'm trying to drill down into why this annoyed me more, because normally I like when people are like mixing it up and like, and have creating scenes for us. But I think what annoys me is that, like, it's like, why do we have to talk about Kyle and Amanda at someone else's like wedding, even if it's a faux wedding? Like, why? Can we give it a break for just like 1 second? Like, I'm okay with like the Danielle stuff, Danielle and Lindsay, but Kyle and Amanda again here, it's like, you guys can't stop talking about this. The two of you, Amanda and Kyle, you guys can't shut it up for 1 second, like, and you just had this whole spiel about how you're not trying to make it awkward for other people. Why can't you both just be like, you know what, Gavin, we have stuff we're working through, but we're going to work through it. And tonight's not about us.
Right. Like, yeah. That's, you know, true. Well, for the record, I mean, I think you're right. He is being, you know, messy and obnoxious and none of this is his business and it has no place here. I just think it was the best episode of the city so far. And
It was. I
give credit where credit is due, because it was him. He was literally like, okay, that's done. Okay, step back, please. We're going back to Amanda possibly being a drug addict. Okay. Let's step back from that. Danielle, were you cheating? You probably were. Okay, wait. Pause on that. You're aware that Danielle is wearing the same dress as you, right? Okay. Anybody have any gossip on the waiter? Let's ruin this man's life. Let's ruin it. It's just making me laugh. But I think that you're right, what you're saying. I was just entertained by it. So,
it was a great episode.
Mine just feels stupid sometimes because I love this man so much. But are you in love?
And Gavin's like, she just said yes. No, she said, I love this guy and I love her too. And he's like, Amanda. Gavin says, Amanda, are you still in love? And then there's a big long silence while she does her Homer Simpson blink. And she's like,
I've got like an incredible amount of love for him, but you know, if I was in love with this person, they wouldn't be treating me this way.
Okay. And are you in love with Amanda, Kyle? And Kyle's like, have we been through some ups and downs? Yes. Have I bottomed out and spiraled? Absolutely. Am I embarrassed by it? Absolutely. Have I made out with a curb before and said, I love you, Amanda, and then realized it was a curb? Yeah, probably. Didn't my mouth taste like curb after? Yeah, also gum. I don't even remember what flavor it was. Am I asking my question? I forgot what you're talking about.
Kyle, what's the answer? Are you in love?
Am I in love right now? Like, no, like what she just said. So then Amanda has this look on her face like, oh, how could you? Even though she also just said that she wasn't. So Kenny is like, well, do you guys think that you can get back to being in love with her? And Kyle's like, how could we be in love right now? Look, and Gavin's like, well, you can still be in love during bad times. Just look at Yvonne and Nick. And so Danielle is like, Gavin, all due respect, you've never been in this situation before and you have no fucking idea what you're fucking talking about. So then Yvonne's like, well, I can't deal with this. So she leaves because she's like, you guys are all talking about relationships falling apart while I'm trying to celebrate my marriage. And so,
hey, Yvonne, will you grab me a drink? Grab me a drink while you're
home. He literally asks that.
No? Okay.
Georgina's like, hey, I'm talking. So Georgina says, look, I moved out of an apartment for someone I was dating for 5 years, and it was to take space, and the goal was to get back together. But I'll never forget the day I moved out. I was so sad, and he went to the gym. And I remember, yes, I would have still moved out, even if he stayed and begged me not to. But if he had stayed and asked me to, like, please don't go, or let's figure it out, it just would have meant a lot for me as I moved out and said goodbye to him for the rest of my life. It would have been a nice way to end.
Yeah, I would have left him anyway, but it would be nice if he pretended to care. And then Lindsay starts crying. And Amanda's like, Gavin, this feels like you're starting shit. And he's like, well, you could get back together, right? And she's like, oh my God. It's like, you know, like, I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing to save the relationship. And you just left him. Stop with this narrative that you're doing what you're doing. And so they see that Lindsay's crying. So they're like, Lindsay, are you okay? And then she says that she's upset because... she tells us that she's upset because when she met her baby daddy, she really thought that they could make it work, but he doesn't want to be with the public person. And she even considered giving up her public life for him, but he still didn't want it.
Yeah. So then Kyle is like, well, I saw no evidence of effort when I looked around the apartment and the move and all that stuff. And Georgina goes, well, sometimes the effort comes from one person. It's not always 50-50. And Kyle's like, oh, this is a one-way street. She's like, yeah, that's what I just said. So Kenny's like, well, I get that there's a lot of frustration here. I say this as someone who just reunited with his father. Does anyone want to talk about this? No.
But guys, you are moving backwards right now. Okay. We stay on topic.
Gavin, who's starting it on? You're the one who moved them backwards. They were getting along perfectly nicely tonight.
Yeah, so now it's kind of turning on Amanda because Kyle's like, whatever. But Kyle's like, hey, you know, what about her? She doesn't speak to me. She's always high, and this house is a mess. So Amanda's like, I love you dearly, but you guys need to stay the fuck out of this. You literally have no idea. I'm like, okay, that's great, except that you're fine when it's shoving your side down. But then when the other side starts coming out, you're always like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. And frankly, I thank you because I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm just saying.
By the way, By the way, one thing we totally forgot to mention was that when Yvonne was giving her speech at the beginning of the dinner, which when things were like nice and happy amongst everyone, she was reflecting on marriage or relationships. And Kyle gives Amanda a smile like it was almost a nostalgic smile. And she smiles back at him. You know, it's almost like a, you know, we do have this relationship. But like there were special times. And then she just gives him the middle finger. And I was like, she's just obnoxious.
Oh, she just, did? Oh, I didn't see.
Yeah. It. Yeah. I was just like, it's just, I mean, Kyle deserves the middle finger for many things. Don't get me wrong. Many, many things. He has earned several middle fingers. But like, it's these are the sort of things that I feel like for many years, I kind of gave her a pass on because I felt like she was so miserable with Kyle. But like now that we are no longer giving Amanda a pass, I think it's safe to say like she can be really incredibly obnoxious. And like that little moment, unless imagine if she never gave him a middle finger. And like I was the one who watched this moment incorrectly, but I'm pretty sure she did because the music slowed down. The music was like nice and it slowed down like.
Oh, wow. Well, I did notice when all the other ladies were like, yeah, Kyle, and Kyle stays out all night. That's not cool. And Kyle was making it with someone in a bar. And, you know, they're standing up for Amanda, and Amanda just kept doing that smirk she does, you know, like, yeah. But then when it gets turned on her, she's like, guys, we need to stop talking about this. Is nobody's business unless you're all yelling at Kyle for me, you know. But, yeah, what an obnoxious couple. So Lindsay is like, you know what, Kyle, like you want this partnership where you have togetherness like Andre and Lexi, right? And they're like, yeah. And Kyle goes, oh, yeah, you know what she said, though? You know what she's like, hold on, Kyle. You also said you wanted a partnership with togetherness, okay? But your ideas of togetherness are very different. Yeah, he wants a party girl. A party girl was the takeaway. What?
I mean, Kyle, that's literally what you want.
And hold on.
Kyle's like, I'm going to go jump off a fucking cliff.
Hold on. We have to make sure there's cameras there to show it.
So then Nick decides. Now Nick is annoyed. So he leaves. So Kyle is like, you don't know. You don't know me. 10 years and you don't know me. So Lindsay's like,
you guys both want the same things, but you want it from the other person. And like, you're both trying to change each other. Both of you are trying to change it.
I was like, thank God someone finally said it on this show. So Kyle is like, well, apparently she thinks I want a party girl.
And stop fucking talking, Kyle.
She's like, okay, I guess we'll have a party girl come up here and talk instead. Cause apparently that's what I want to do. Oh, hey, guess what? I'm going to get a party. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rename my drink from Loverboy to Party Girl. Cause apparently that's all I want.
So Lindsay stands up and she's yelling and she's doing the Taylor Armstrong enough. You know, and then she's crying about her own stuff. And Kyle's like, oh God, any further questions? You guys can email me about it. So he leaves. And Kenny's like, well, I think the important thing here is that it's not just squarely on one person's shoulder. And Kyle's getting all this shit, okay? And don't get me wrong, he's done a lot of stuff wrong. And so Nick comes and he's clinking his glass. He's like, guys, I respect that everyone has a lot going on. Everyone's like, fuck you, fuck Kyle, fuck Amanda, Kyle's wrong, Amanda's wrong. He's like, this is about my wife's wedding, okay? My wife is crying in the bathroom right now. She's planned this for weeks. Great expense. She thought she was going to be the only one wearing white. Can we give the woman a break? Okay.
Can everyone put a fucking smile on their face like they just found a new Eames chair? So they're like, okay, yes. Thank you for saying that. Meanwhile, Kyle's downstairs. He's at the bar, and he's like,
of course.
When I look up double standard in the dictionary, it's going to be our relationship. He's the guy at the bar talking to himself that you see in the cartoons.
He's also the guy who says, if you look blank up in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, barkeep, if you look pain in the ass up in the dictionary, it's my wife.
Right. So, so Lindsay's still crying, and Amanda's like, are you okay? Like, don't apologize. I love you. You're okay. I don't want to see you upset.
Danielle showing Gavin the picture that she sent of her dress to Yvonne. She's like, see? And he's like, oh, yeah. Wow. First of all, you look beautiful. But, yeah, it's exactly how it looks. You want me to bring it up? Hold on. We're going to get Amanda signed up for rehab, and then I will bring this up in the next quarter. Okay?
I mean, I would have said don't wear it, but, like, yeah. I'm not saying that Yvonne set you up for failure, but like she kind of did. Anyway, I'm going to go have a beverage.
That was so funny, though, because it's like, you're absolutely right. That is the dress that you said you were going to wear. I mean, I would have said don't wear it, but.
I mean, Danielle should have known. That was a very light shade of pink. Very light shade of pink. So Lindsay is like,
you know, we've been through so much together and I feel like just like a lot.
And Amanda's like, I know. And like, you don't normally cry. And this is like crazy.
I'm like a lot softer since I had a kid.
Hey, everybody, the bride is here. Okay, let's Yvonne is Yvonne. So everyone starts clapping and Lindsay and Amanda just keep talking. They're like, I mean, they're like, I know, I love you. I love you, Lindsay.
No, not moving out of the way. And Amanda's like, so then Yvonne is like, okay, are you guys good? Amanda's like, I'm good. It's Gavin's fault. And Lindsay's like, God damn it, Gavin, no wheelbarrowing. He's like, I lost my chance. So they are like joking and it's like fun. And Yvonne is saying like, well, okay, there's another course, everyone. So it gives us an opportunity to try again, to have a nice time. So Yvonne tells us, you know, I've known Lindsay for 100 years. I don't care if Lindsay gets activated. She's not getting activated for the right couple. She's like, I'm like your sister. You're standing on your chair screaming about Kyle and Amanda, and I need you to stand on your chair and tell everybody to shut up so that my 5-course dinner can proceed.
This would be so boring if that happened, Yvonne. I'm so sorry. But you and Nick are not the most exciting couple, and nobody wants to hear it from you two. Nobody wants to hear it, okay? What do you want to talk about? This is a TV show. And so Georgina tries to make a speech, and she's like, well, I have known this couple for so long. They really balance each other well. Wow. It's so worth celebrating, right? Aren't we happy to be here? He's like, okay. And Yvonne's looking around like, anybody else? And Kyle returns like, oh, shit. Well, I told the bartender to look at the dictionary. We're clearly not over it.
The room does seem to reset. They like Nick and Yvonne kiss. Andrea's like, oh, to the beautiful bride in the groom. And everyone's like, yay. And they're making jokes. Tongue, tongue, tongue. And then this is when Kyle comes back. He's like, sorry, buddy, for not being able to hold it together. And Kenny's like, well, you know what? I do empathize with you in terms of like people coming at your relationship and respond. I was like, Kenny, they just reset the room.
I know, both of them. Kyle and Kenny. It's like they cannot.
But Kenny knew. Forward. Kyle didn't know. He came back drunk thinking they were still fighting. Kenny knew the room was reset and he still went right back into it.
And Danielle's like, well, I mean, at least this came from someone's mouth versus Lindsay finding information on the internet. Like, you've been wanting to find information about my man. Georgina's like, oh, my God.
I love how everything's always blamed on me. Like, first of all, Danielle,
she's like, was it not you that brought it up or no? And she's like,
why is it that I'm the one that's bringing this shit up? I was at the Garrett with the boys and they had a lot of to say about Owen. Okay. Cause the boys had a lot to say. Cause the boys
like that. She's like, the boys.
She's putting her hand down. She does this weird
with the boys.
The boys.
She keeps like doing this thing where she's like showing the back of her hand to her. She's like,
the boys. The boys.
Who do you? And I said, okay, I only operate on facts. The boys. And Kyle's like, I only operate on facts too, okay? And Kenny's like, that's why we're going to you guys for facts. So Lindsay's like, I mean, what do girls do? They find facts. This is very typical of you, Danielle.
It's like, typical of me? Jeez, your baby's stepping in this direction. I think maybe you could text me and say, like, this is what the boys are talking about.
Sorry, I'm not, like, thinking about texting you in the middle of the conversation. That's about you.
I'm like, you could learn a lot from Janet. Janet'd be like, oh my God, Danielle, they're talking about you right now. Your life is in danger. So Gavin is like, why does everyone keep saying boys like that? Yeah, it's definitely a Z at the end of that one. So Lindsay's like,
everything's always blamed on me.
And Danielle's like, well, you literally told me to my face. I was like, oh, I would love to see your apartment. And I was like, I would love for you to get to know Owen. And the first thing that you do is Google him to try to sniff out something that he's doing wrong.
Well, to be fair, it was no sniffing. We were just confused, like, how long they were married. You know, we didn't know. Mutsy's like, can the boys say something, please? And Kenny's like, well, I think, we just wanted to make sure you weren't oblivious to whatever was going on. Yeah, I just started over basic confusion, like, how long is he married? And Owen goes, you guys don't even know me. He's like, we're trying to get to know you. That's what Google's for.
But I think Owen saying you guys don't even know me, like, I don't feel like that makes sense in this scenario, because, like, it's one thing to say, oh, Owen, he, you know what he loves? He loves miniature golf. And he'd be like, you guys don't even know me. Like, you can't make, like, a judgment or an assessment about my personality. But trying to figure out when a wedding date is not about whether you know someone or not. You're just trying to understand, establish a timeline in the world, right?
But so he's lying, him, though.
Yeah, him saying that felt like a bit of a deflection to me.
Well, I mean, I get why I get why that couple would be defensive. Like, why you guys keep trying to make it look like we're cheaters, even if we are cheaters? It's like, why are you trying to do this on TV? I get why they would be annoyed, but Owen just comes off. I just believe that Owen did cheat, and he just seems, he's not handling it well. It's like he's sending Danielle out to do all the fighting, but then when it comes right down to it, they can't really answer. And then they're just like, this is legal and we cannot. It's like, oh gosh, we just had this on Rhode Island. Like, oh, unfortunately I can't answer things because it's a legal, situation. Okay, sorry.
Oh. So Owen's like, I don't come in and give my life story off the bat. And Danielle says, divorce is a very sensitive fucking subject. And Amanda goes,
so I will say, Kyle came home and he was talking about how Owen kept on saying 4 years, 4 years, 4 years, 4 years.
And Lindsay is like, Lindsay's talking about something else. She's talking about co-parenting and mediation.
Well, she's saying sensitive subject is also co-parenting. And so is mediation, Danielle. She's like, yeah, right. But I've never poked and prodded those about you. And she goes, nor have I. And Owen's like, this is absurd. And Amanda's like, hold on. At Halloween, everybody was talking about it behind your back. And I said, let me just go talk to Owen. And I asked you, when you're saying 4 years versus two, were you legally married 4 years ago and your wedding was two? And your response to me was, and we see a flashback to him saying, there was a thing called COVID. You remember COVID? It changed the length of years.
She goes, yeah, hold on. I don't need attitude from you. And so I didn't really understand what his response was. So Danielle's
because
like,
she was saying, are you saying that you got married legally on one day, but then you like had a wedding 2 years later, like trying to clarify. Mm-hmm. That seems like it would be the natural thing. And Owen was like, oh, you heard of COVID? Like people couldn't actually go out and have a wedding during COVID, Amanda.
Got it.
You know, but
got it.
Being nasty.
Like
she was attitude, Dick. Jeez. I'm actually mm-hmm. trying to make it look better for you.
So Amanda's basically saying, like, I'm just trying to give him the opportunity to clear the air. And he's like, oh, so stupid. So Danielle says, I feel like you're trying to catch him in something that I already know about. She goes, I'm not trying to catch him. Well, why didn't you just come to me? And I would have been like, I actually already knew all this information. And Georgina's like, well, but she's coming to you right now. So why don't we talk about it? And Danielle's like, a little too late. Because you know what? They've already tried to paint a picture that he's dodgy, that he's lying, that he's all these things. I'm like, well, I don't know if he's lying, but he definitely was dodgy last week for sure.
Yeah, he's pretty dodgy. So, Georgina's like, well, then what is the truth? I mean, I think there's probably a head in the freezer or something. And that's why we don't know what happened, because this is a lot. And so they're arguing back and forth. And Amanda's like, I was just trying to clear his name. And Danielle's like, should he have to clear his name? He doesn't have to. And Lindsay goes, then why is he on this fucking show? Like, you're on a TV show, okay? And Danielle goes, he's only on here because I introduced him to you. And Lindsay goes, and then why are you on the fucking show then? Meaning, I mean, I took it to mean, why are you on the show if you want to hide everything? And Daniel goes,
that's how I took it as well.
Oh, that's what this is. You don't want me on the show, listen.
Danielle gave such a withering look too. Yeah. It was kind of, I felt like Danielle was being dramatic and like it was not dramatic, but like, I do agree that I think Lindsay was saying like, well, why are you on the show if you're not willing to be opening to questions or like have everything examined, right? And Danielle taking it as like, oh, you're mad that I'm on the show. It's kind of probably all of the above. Lindsay's probably not happy that Danielle is back on the show. Like, it's like, why is Danielle here? Why is she on? Why is she on my show? Right. But Danielle takes it purely as like, this is the root of the issue, which I'm not sure it is the root of the issue. I think it's probably just an ancillary issue. And Danielle gets this look on her face, her eyes like narrow. She's like, oh, there it is. And it was like, it was so dramatic. It was like a soap opera that I actually was like, I started to giggle. I was like, this is great.
Yeah, Danielle's been wanting to have this fight. And she's like, you showed your true colors, Lindsay. And she's like, I'm just saying, if you don't want to talk about your life, I mean, I sat at the garret and defended you while I was Googling him. And Danielle's like, what are you even talking about? And Kyle's like, you need to stop. You need to open up and stop being defensive and fake. All right.
She's like, I am open. So Georgina goes, well, why do we not still know the truth? And Yvonne's like, is there anything we could do to make this about me and Nick right now? Because like, guys, all we were was like, has he been married for 4 years or two? And Danielle's like, but what does it matter to you guys? And Lindsay says,
they're literally like moving out of apartments and they're married. Like, you guys can't even talk about facts. Like, that's insane, Danielle.
And so then Nick pounds his fist on the table. It's like, guys, I want to clear a few things up. A Wasilli chair is different from an Eames chair. And I just hate how you guys are always confusing them. And I just had to mention it right now since we're putting everything on the table, which I don't do tables, by the way, only the chairs.
Yeah. He's like, guys, we just got married, okay? And they're all, he's trying to make a joke and they all laugh. And Amanda's like, well, it's getting weird how defensive you guys are and it's making it look bad. Like, nobody cares. They're like, thank you, Nick. Have a seat. We will continue this seat. So Kyle's like, let Owen speak. He's a little soft-spoken. Right, Owen? Yeah, well, hey, meet the Peaky Blind. Meet the Peaky fucking Blinders, right, Owen? He's like, I got married in 2021. And Georgina's like, great, thank you. He goes, and I had my wedding in 2023. She goes, wow, and that's it. And Gavin's like, why didn't you just say that from the very beginning? It's so easy.
And he's like, and I'm sorry, the divorce is filed. And Gavin's like, yeah, why didn't you say that? And Danielle goes, because you guys don't fucking know him. Why does he owe you guys anything? And Gavin is like, but like, why be shady when I ask you a direct question? Which I think is a fair question, especially if there's like rumors and you're on a TV show altogether. Why don't you just dead it when they say, when did you guys get married? Because there's gossip items about it. Why don't you just say 2021, wedding in 2023?
Yeah, I don't know, but they can't. And it's like, he finally did, but it's been circles and circles and circles. That's why I don't believe them. And so this is where Danielle says, there's legal things we cannot talk about. And if you think he's dodgy, continue that. And if you think I'm a bitch, just continue to do that. Like, I don't even care anymore. Because honestly, at this point, I don't give a fuck. But it matters to me for our future that we just not talk so specifically about a lot of things that are regarding his divorce.
Like, so the date. My takeaway is this. My takeaway is that divorce is messy. And so he's been advised, don't talk about the divorce or the relationship at all on television. Just whatever it is, keep the conversation moving. Don't talk about anything. So when it comes up and the people are asking, when did you get married? When was the wedding? He's trying to be like, I'm not going to say anything. But what he's actually doing is making it seem so shady. Like, there was funny business. Maybe there was, I don't know. But like, I would not be surprised if he was trying super, super hard to try to do follow some sort of lawyer's advice about like what you should or should not put on television. But I think he got gummed up all in it. And now he looks worse than if he had just simply answered the question in the first place last week.
Well, I mean, also just don't go on TV. You know what I mean?
Well, there's that.
You dumb dumb. So Danielle's like, I mean, if I could show you an email offline, then maybe you would understand what I'm talking about, Amanda. But none of you are owed that. And not even one of you have asked what his last name is or what he does for a living. And Gavin's like, he's a Heavey. It's Heavey. I know that one. Yes.
Danielle goes, what does he like to do in his spare time? All you fucking care about is this fucking shit. Oh, proving him wrong about what? I know the truth and I'm very happy. And that's all you need to know. And that's it. That's it. And that's it.
Yikes. So Lindsay's like, oh, how the tables have turned, Danielle. And by the way, let me say something. And Owen's like, my fucking eardrum is broken from that fucking bitch down there. Okay. Oh, okay, Owen. I didn't like you before. I fucking hate you now. What's this guy doing here? I hope they catch him.
Yeah. Well, he, Lindsay now is like, hello, everyone. I am now going to make this about me. So she said, my point in asking questions was to make sure that you're fucking good. I'm not coming to you. I'm not coming to you saying you should do this, you should do that. Not how you treated me when I was fucking engaged to Carl, crying my eyes out hysterically. Yeah, it's very clear you haven't changed.
So now they're going back and forth. Oh, whatever, Lindsay. And she's like, well, thanks for writing. You haven't changed. Oh, really? My life bothers you so much. Blah. And so Danielle's like, oh, I'm happy. And that really bothers you. So Lindsay's like, ha, ha. And Danielle tells us she was the ride or die for years for Lindsay. But then, you know, the second she started having her own opinion, Lindsay didn't like that. Lindsay only likes a fan. I mean, that's kind of true, but you not only started having your own opinion, you started trying to prove that you weren't like a lapdog by being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah. I think we see a lot on these shows.
So she says, she doesn't want me to be in a good place. It's definitely the most turbulent friendship I've ever had. And the producer says, Owen, do you have friendships like this? And he's like, no. So then Yvonne is like, Owen kisses Yvonne goodbye. Like, Owen and Danielle are going to leave. And she's like, no, don't leave. It's my wedding. And Lindsay's like, talk your fucking truth. She's like, no, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Then we fucking talk our truth and you don't. That's the bullshit.
Yeah. And then Lindsay's like, the girl in white should leave. She goes, it's fucking pink, you bitch. And she storms out of there, like trying to find her way through all these curtains that they've hung up. And Nick's like, oh my God, if there's alcohol in anyone's glass, please pass it to me. So Daniela stormed out. Kenny is like, okay, guys. Because Yvonne goes, guys, can anyone please toast the couple? It's my wedding. So Kenny's like, okay, guys, let me say something. There's a lot going on. People are stressed. Why are we blaming Kyle for everything? Okay. It is not Kyle's fault that Amanda smokes weed. Can Amanda take some credit? Circle.
So then they are, Kenny's like, you know, people are stressed. Relationships are fucking hidden. They're falling apart. It's like, yeah, guys, we got to go away. We got to go on vacation. I think it's time we got to get out of here. All as one group. So we see that Lindsay and Kenny have planned a trip to Connecticut when they were at that dinner together. And they're like, wouldn't it be funny if like we were like the unsuspecting host of like Friendsgiving or like a trip? Like we should do something. Maybe one of those two options. He's like, what about a Friendsgiving trip? Oh my God.
Totally natural. So Lindsay's like, so Kenny and I were thinking, how did we get to Kenny and you, by the way? He's like, we had to sit down. We talked about our shitty parents. It was lovely. And Yvonne's like, good for you guys. Planning an event? We can't wait to be there. How fun, Lindsay. Why is everybody always mad at me? You literally just like hijacked our entire night. You literally just fought with every single person. And now you're making an announcement about your weekend? Great, Lindsay.
Kenny brought it up.
And Yvonne's like, well, we'll consider it. Thank you. If you don't see what I'm trying to say, like literally I spent so much time planning this to bring us, you guys all together for us. And now I'm going to talk about some trip. You're just hijacking my wedding. My, technically not my wedding. My, it's like my after wedding. Well, it's my after wedding. But like, I don't care. Go on the trips. Do whatever you want. But this kind of sucks.
Yeah. And she does keep saying her wedding. So I was wondering if they like did their vows or something again this night, but whatever, who cares? Great episode.
It was great. It was actually like I love a bottle episode wherein most of the episode takes place in like one location. And when just everything comes out over a dinner table and it feels like a one act play. And that's what this one definitely felt like. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Great, great times in the city. All right, everybody, we will be skipping McBee Dynasty this week and we won't be here next week. This is my last show until we come back from break. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, Thursday either, but I will see you guys soon. Love you. I hope you have a happy 4th and be here tomorrow with some more Watch What Crappens. Oh, also check out our bonus this week. It's Love Island. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.